Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne.
Thank you very much. The Apostle Paul used either the word fool or foolishness 9 times in 1 Corinthians. He says that those who are perishing think of the preaching of the cross as foolishness. 1 Corinthians 1:18. Paul knew and preached the cross as necessary for our salvation. But from a worldly viewpoint, the cross was and is utter foolishness. We preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. 1 Corinthians 1:23. The simple truth is, rejecting the cross of Christ is absolute foolishness. Accepting the benefits of Christ's death on the cross constitutes true wisdom. Paul affirmed, "For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by its wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them who believe." 1 Corinthians 1:21. Paul did not say foolish preaching, although there is a great amount of that in our world. He said the foolishness of preaching. From God's viewpoint, preaching is His way of converting men and women to His plan of salvation. There is no other way of saving the lost. Oddly enough, there are men who call themselves gospel preachers, who come very close to making fun of the cross. Leslie Weatherhead, one of England's most influential Methodist preachers, wrote a book with the title, The Christian Agnostic, in which he denied any biblical doctrine of the atonement. These are his blasphemous words. Few matters so muddle the thoughtful layman than the attempt to link the death of Christ in A.D. 29 with the sins of men today. Page 113. Dr. Weatherhead quotes W.R. Matthews as saying, "We need to get clear on the point that no doctrine of the atonement is part of the Christian faith, and that many different views are possible concerning the matter of divine forgiveness." Pages 112 and 113. There is a very serious problem with Dean Matthews' observation. It is false. There is one way only for men to be saved, the way of the cross. Why else would the apostle write, "For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and Him crucified." 1 Corinthians 2:2. I am not surprised when atheists, agnostics, secular humanists, and other unbelievers call the preaching of the cross foolishness. But I am appalled that anyone who claims to be a Christian would have the audacity to deny the necessity of the cross. Frankly, I am not able to explain why God chose the way of the cross to save those who believe. Could He not have found another way? I do not know what God could have done. I only know what He did. These are the words from the very lips of Jesus Christ. "For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give His life a ransom for many." Matthew 20:28. The verb form of the word ransom is translated redeem. The word means to release by payment of a ransom. The Apostle Peter wrote, "Forasmuch as you know that you are not redeemed with corruptible things, such as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot." 1 Peter 1:18-19. Paul used a different Greek word for bought when he said to the Corinthians, "You are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." 1 Corinthians 6:20. Without Christ's death on the cross, you and I would be lost forever. Will you not this very day acknowledge your gratitude for Christ's death? Confess your faith in Him as the Son of God. Repent of your alien sins and be buried with Him in baptism to rise and walk in newness of life. Thank you for listening today. May God continue to bless and keep you.